On page 180, we begin the chapter titled Freedom from Values. Greetings again. I am Yeshua. I have come this day to further with you my discussion of A Course in Miracles. I have spoken often and consistently of late of your valuing. Indeed, your realization of valuing, no, your experiencing the absence of valuing, is the biggest step you have on this earth, on your path to freedom. For your values truly are the blocks to your peace, to your freedom, and your joy. I have discussed with you how it is that your values create your own illness. Indeed, your values create everything of which you are afraid. Your values even create that which you believe to be yourself. And it is the threat to that which you believe yourself to be that creates your fear. As you move to your awareness of who you are as the Son of God, then the valuing of that which you thought you were will pass away. And with it shall disappear all your fears. And without your fears, life shall be love and joy and light and freedom. I will repeat for you one more time. Nay, not one more. For there will be many times I will repeat this for you. Your forgiveness is nothing more than the release of yourself from your values. Forgiveness merely means that you have realized, experienced within your being, that nothing here is to value, that nothing here has anything to do with what you are in truth. You are as God created you. You are spirit. You are mind, created only by mind, living only in mind. It is that awareness which you wish to receive, which you wish to know and experience, and which, in your forgiveness and your love, you shall give. Today I wish to move past the discussion of valuing to try to help you experience, or to get an inkling of what the experience will be, when you give up your valuing. So try to imagine with me for a little while what it would be like to leave this world. I do not mean to leave it physically, but to leave it in the sense of your valuing. Try not to think. Try not to analyze. But to let my words flow into your being. And to attempt, as you listen, to experience something beyond this world. I have said in the text, you cannot imagine how beautiful will be the world you see when once you have forgiven. Of that I shall speak now. Try to imagine, to feel, what it would be like to know that your brothers and sisters are not bodies, truly are not bodies, but are spirits. Try to imagine what it would be like to know within your being that whatever any one of them seemed to do in the form of a body or using this illusion of the body, try to imagine what it would be like to know that anything they did was truly of no consequence whatsoever. By that I mean See if you can feel within your being what it would be like to realize that nothing whatsoever, however small or however great it may seem, that nothing at all could have any effect on who you are. To digress for a moment, remember that your fear comes from the belief that the action which another seems to perform with his body can somehow change who you are. Hear me well. Nothing is further from the truth. Try to feel for a moment the freedom you will know when you realize there is nothing any other being can do which can affect your reality in any way. Imagine a knowing deep within, so secure and so strong that any words another might say, any feelings another might have, can have no effect on you because you are free. Try to imagine how free you will be when you realize that no action at all can change who you are. In the extreme, try to imagine that another could take the step you call murder and seem to kill you. I tell you, that would not change in any way what you are. Attempt now, if you can, to feel that. Feel the safety that will be within you when you realize that nothing, no one, can harm you in any way. Then where is your anger? When you know that you are safe and you are free, then I do not need to admonish you not to be angry, for there would be no anger within you. Try for a moment to feel the absence of anger. Not something suppressed, but something truly unborn. And see how free you feel. At a level less than the destruction of your body, so often you fear the actions of another because they seem to disrupt the plan you have for your life. And remember, when you want to maintain that plan, you feel the desire to defend. Of that we have spoken previously. Now imagine that truly everything is an echo of the voice for God, that the plan you have created out of your own thinking is of no value whatsoever. As we continue on, try to feel deep within that which you hear. I do not imply that you should not live this life with joy, with freedom, and with love. Not to value does not mean not to love. To value means to insist that your own plan be preserved. The release of that insistence shall bring you your freedom. Try to imagine for a moment that you did not fear for or concern yourself with the past, or above all, the future. Try to imagine that you truly flowed through your life like a small child. And as circumstances seemed to change, you merely adapted and allowed the experience to flow over you, without recourse and without resistance. And as you did this, imagine that there was a knowing within, that your plan for the future was truly of no consequence. Imagine that your real joy was in the change and the freedom of allowing things to flow and to be. Do this kind of imagining often, and as oft as you shall do it, you shall strengthen your awareness of yourself, your one self. Whenever you catch yourself valuing, feeling the need to defend what you think you are, or feeling the need to preserve the plan you have made for the future, whenever you feel that struggle within, pause for a moment and imagine what it would be like if you did not have that fear and did not have that need to preserve your future. As you do that, you will, bit by bit, feel freedom seeping into your soul. It is true that time is an illusion, a trick, a sleight of hand. You could, indeed, release all of those fears now, this instant. But to the extent that one of your greatest values is the belief in time, then you may choose to have this take time. And that is quite all right, for you are free. When I suggest that you will slowly feel freedom seeping into your spirit, that is my acknowledgement that you may choose to value your time. Always realize, however, that it is not necessary to do so, for you are free and could at any time release time itself. So try, whenever you can, to imagine not valuing. As you do that, try to let the experience flow, almost as a daydream about the freedom that shall come to you. As I have said, to give and to receive are one in truth. Also, I have said, you shall give the miracles you have received, for that is naught but oneness, and all of that is so. So as you imagine the freedom that shall be yours when your values are gone, above all, imagine giving that freedom to another. For that is when it shall become your own. As you seek out your own values in this world, try in your imaginings to sense that you have released the world and the others in your world from the values which you impose upon them. See them in their freedom and in their joy. As you do that, you shall see yourself as free. I use the word see, as you see your brothers free. You shall not be seeing them as bodies, for you shall know that their bodies are not what they are. That is the step to the vision of Christ. As you see them beyond their bodies, in the light which is the Son of God, then you likewise shall see yourself in light, not as a body, but as a wisp of freedom, free of the past and of the future, free of all time and likewise of space. Hear me well. It is entirely possible that you walk this world for as long as you choose, without your values. That which I suggest to you this day is not an impossible nor even unreasonable goal, for as I suggested in one of the lessons, there is a way to walk this world in which you are not part of it. and that path involves only the release of your values. Imagine that you should be free here on this earth to experience anything your heart could imagine. Then, what would you be imagining? You would be imagining that no one, nothing, would ever castigate you for what you were choosing, would ever call you wrong, would ever suggest sin, would ever suggest that they might deprive you of something, lest you change your behavior. Imagine that you were totally free, always accepted exactly as you were, for whatever you imagined, and in whatever you chose to experience. For that is the love of God. As you allow that same freedom to others, you receive it yourself. Hear me well this day. As you practice, as you play with what I have suggested, as you do so openly without resistance, with courage to seek out the subtle, hidden values you most need to release, as you do just that, you shall save yourself years and years and lifetimes of your time. Every value you release shall put a light around your being. You shall shine and glow and radiate love and freedom. And every value you release shall put that same light around your world, around your circumstance, and all other beings in your world. And you shall see them as free and beautiful, just as you are. Indeed, you are the Son of God, and each brother and each sister is the Son of God, each one totally free, each one deserving nothing less than total freedom, just as you are deserving of the same. And all that would ever take away any of that freedom, any of that joy, is the values of which we have spoken. Try diligently to imagine the absence of the values in your life. For as you experience that, you will truly feel that freedom, that love, and that joy coming to you and to your entire world. Blessings upon you all. That is all.